Hi everyone, my name's Liam, and I'm here today to talk about my journey as a young athlete trying to figure out my future career. I've been obsessed with the pool since I was a kid. A lot of people assume my primary motivation was watching the Olympics on television, or perhaps joining a competitive local swimming club, but actually, it was a regional championship when I was 12 that really ignited my passion for the sport. From that moment on, I spent every spare hour training. As I got older and started thinking about my future, I realized I wanted a career that combined my love for sports with my desire to help others heal. I briefly considered becoming a nutritionist, and my parents naturally suggested I look into studying medicine. However, after doing some research, I eventually decided I wanted to train as a physiotherapist. It just seemed like the perfect fit for my interests. I was quite excited about this decision and went to my school's career advisor for some guidance. I fully expected her to give me brochures on healthcare programs or suggest specific university courses I could look into. Instead, she just told me to focus entirely on my academic subjects and essentially forget about athletics and sports-related fields. She said they weren't secure career choices. This lack of support from my teachers was incredibly hard to deal with. At first, I just felt a sense of sadness, but as time went on, this turned into deep frustration because they simply didn't see sports as a valid career path. It felt like my dedication to swimming was completely invisible to them. I felt quite lost for a few months until I had a crucial conversation at my swimming club. I initially thought about asking the head manager for advice, but he was always rushing around and too busy to talk. Fortunately, an assistant coach noticed I was feeling down after practice one evening and offered me some brilliant guidance. He listened to my career ideas without dismissing them. He suggested I get some relevant work experience to prove to my school and myself that I was serious about this path. I tried to get a placement at a local leisure centre, and I even applied to a large fitness gym in town. In the end, I managed to secure a few weeks volunteering at a rehabilitation clinic, which was absolutely amazing and incredibly relevant to my goals. Working there really opened my eyes to the realities of healthcare. At school, I'd always thought chemistry would be the most vital science for my future, or perhaps psychology for dealing with athletes. Actually, I quickly realized that a solid understanding of human anatomy was what I really needed to master if I wanted to succeed in this industry. The professionals at the clinic taught me so much. I had always assumed their job was purely about physical strength and possessing vast medical knowledge. While those things certainly matter, they emphasized that communication skills are actually the most important tool when you're trying to help an injured athlete recover. You have to know how to listen and explain treatments clearly. Armed with this practical experience, I felt much more confident. When it came time to apply for university, my teachers were still pushing me towards traditional degrees like law or history, but I ignored their pressure and applied for a degree in sports science, and I was absolutely thrilled when I was accepted by my top choice university. If I have a message for anyone in a similar position, it's this. Don't let a lack of encouragement hold you back. You might hope for constant praise from your teachers or financial support from your school, but ultimately it's your inner drive that will get you where you want to be. Believe in your passions, even when others don't.